go back to something that we seem to have a disagreement about, and that's this passage that's in parenthesis, as in all the churches of the saints, women should be silent in the church. It says that, but earlier in chapter 11, I went on and said that it told us how to prophesy and that when we prophesy or pray in the church, that we pray with our heads covered. Nobody does that anymore, but it's there. Also says some interesting things in that same chapter. For this reason, a woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Now, what in the dickens does that mean? Well, it goes back to a verse in Genesis where the angels slept with women and they produced giants in the earth. And Paul says you cover your head so the angels don't get in your hair and the angels don't entice you to have sex. Do I believe that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure I believe angels and human beings ever procreated together. I'm not real sure. And that's all through. Paul's full of that kind of stuff. But he says, he says Corinthians 11 wasn't normative because it doesn't say do this in the church. Well, it doesn't say something else in chapter 11. Verse 23 says, for I received from the Lord that which I also handed on to you, that Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he said thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, he doesn't say, do this in the church. He just says, this is what I want you to do. Same chapter. Same chapter. He doesn't say, do this in the church to say how you should prophesy or how you should not prophesy or how you should pray in the church. But he also doesn't say, this is the way I want you to observe the communion in the church. Doesn't use those words, but he implies it. And in many places, the implication is, this is what you do, this is what is normative. This is what I say Jesus said. So, if the chapter is good enough to teach us how to observe the communion in the church, why isn't it good enough to teach us that women are allowed to prophesy and pray in the church?